So the word is impermanence. So, yeah, just the first thing.
Change.
Change.
Stop.
Stop.
Sky.
Sky.
Image of like fissures appearing in rocks, you know, like cracks appearing.
Cracks.
Vulnerability.
Vulnerability.
Relief.
Relief. Any others?
I got stupid one.
Yeah.
I got tissues.
Tissues?
Well, I've been carrying tissues around a lot. And okay. They're made out of trees and they're decomposing.
Yep.
So there's a process.
Now. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. No, it's great. It goes well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. Thank you. So, what I've noticed with impermanence is that there's a tendency for us to relate to it in terms of things going out of being, things passing, things decaying, things decomposing and disintegrating, and I had some other D words, probably. dissolving, decaying, disintegrating, ceasing. And, yeah, death. Things stopping, cracking and, yeah, decomposing. And actually, to not associate it so much with things coming into being. Things coming into being, growing and developing and maturing and ripening. So that was kind of the relief. Do you want to say a bit more about what that, do you know, what
that was? Well, you know, like if you're suffering, which on the third one,
yeah,
you know, you often are.
Yeah.
The fact that it's possible for that to change is just, you know,
yes,
a bit gladdening, really, isn't it?
Yes.
Even though you sort of feel you're stuck with it.
Yeah.
That's it's right. Like, oh, at least this too can pass.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, so we do. We tend to think, you know, everything changes. I'm going to have to let go of things that I'm attached to. But then there's also the aspect of everything changes, so anything can change. Any aspect of our experience can change. So things arise, come into existence, and they grow and they develop and they mature and they ripen. And that means that life, you know, that means that life is possible. I thought it was interesting that in terms of images, symbols of impermanence, the big sort of symbol of impermanence is the skull, isn't it? And but I thought equally it could be an egg, but it's, you know, it's not. It's again that tendency to associate it, things going out of being. So, yeah, I've got this little quote from Shirley MacLaine, which says, "Someday change will be accepted as life itself." Someday change will be accepted as life itself. And I was thinking about how, what happens if you check to see, is something alive? What do you check for? Usually you're checking for movement, aren't you? Checking for movement. So you're looking to see if something is changing its location or changing its shape. And I was remembering a really interesting group that was years ago on a Buddha field retreat, and someone was sharing a really strong experience he'd had in a meditation, and he said that he'd suddenly had this flash of insight, and the way it manifested was, God, I'm alive. And I remember it was just, we were laughing, you know, it was really amazing, because obviously we think we know we're alive, but when he said that, we realised, you know, we don't actually know, not fully, not deeply, in the same way that we don't know that we're going to, you know, we don't know on that deep level that we're going to die, or there's lots of denial of that. It's the flip side of that, is that we, a lot of the time, we don't really feel, you know, we don't know that we're, does this make sense? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.